been a lovely, lovely Tuesday morning with y'all. Partying. Getting y'all ready to go to work in the morning. On this lovely, lovely June morning. It's summer. Black Christian, it's summer. It feels nice. I'm going to let you guys know that you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/NunuNTO. That's NunuInTO. You can get me on Facebook, NUNU, The Rez, NOOREZ. Or you can follow Spoon. Spoon's got enough friends. He's got enough followers. I don't. But you can follow him too. Twitter.com/DJ Spoons. That's Spoons with a Z. That's good industry grammar. If you didn't know, just saying. But like I said, it's been lovely. We do this each and every Tuesday mornings, Friday mornings, 2 to 6 a.m. You guys could have been listening to anybody else, but you chose to listen to us. And we thank you for that. Much appreciated. But keep it locked for Black Krishna. He's coming through with Free Thought Radio. Rude Awakening. Same thing. Synonyms. Well, what are we talking about today?
Free thought is a rude awakening that controls culture. So everybody got to find some free thoughts and some free jokes.
Yes. And what are you be talking about today?
The G20 protests, the oil spill, and not just nonsense and prejudice, but what we can do to feel better about the situation. Because I'm unhappy about the problem, but I am happy about the situation.
Oh, man. It's about to get crazy up in here. CKLN 88.1. Thank y'all for listening. Peace, love, and soul.
Check.
Y'all know what this is.
Let's get em.
You're listening to the dopest overnight radio show in the city.
Uh-huh.
It's the world famous night shift. It's the world famous night shift with Nunu and Spoon.
It is.
On CKLN 88.1. Now turn your radios up.
To all of my jiggers and my MCs, coming out of here if you're lovely and easy, if you cash where you want. Yeah, man, you don't know. Hi, folks.
Yeah, my name is Sanchez, and you're listening to the Night Shift with Nunu and Spoons.
Keep it locked, Sanchez said that.
88.1 CKLN.
This is CKLN 88.1 FM, licensed by the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission to broadcast in stereo at 88.1 MHz on the FM band. CKLN is owned and operated by CKLN Radio Incorporated, which is located at Ryerson University within the Student Campus Center in Toronto, Canada.
At the time of license application, CKLN filed a comprehensive promise of performance with the Commission, and within that document made specific commitments to its operations and programming. The license issued by the CRTC requires CKLN to honor these commitments made in the promise of performance and to comply with the FM radio broadcasting regulations.
A copy of the license with the promise of performance and conditions of licensing is available for inspection by any member of the public at the offices of the Commission and at the offices of CKLN during business hours. Radio frequencies are public property in Canada. CKLN invites your comments and inquiries.
Our mailing address is 55 Gould Street, Toronto, Ontario, postal code M5B1E9, phone number 416-979-5251.
Thank you for tuning in to CKLN 88.1 FM, and good morning.
mine, your grind, your city. To all the young fans, let a young brother shine. Watch you go for yours, I wanna go for mine. To all the haters saying it like it's witty. You ruin your mind, your grind, your city. To all the young fans, let a young city shine. Watch you go for yours, I wanna go for mine.
Okay, on to thank me later. I'll thank you before for the leak. I hate it. Who want a cop a copy like a cop at a swap? Knocking on summer jams and not bringing that street beat. Well, first, do you or you ain't true? Second, if they gave you 10 million, make my pop album juice. But do it pop, dude? Speak to you, reach you, or teach you? What are you trying to learn? How are you trying to preach you? Guess that depends on whether you catch that or duck it. How many times, Kev, gotta make grab bucket? Got lines I like, lines I don't. Find later, lines I might quote. Line if you say you can't bang it, smoke. Too many top cosigns, it sound like a joke. But if it's not your taste, then fine. But if you cross that line, you'll get a piece of my mind. Pissing on the peace process, pissed off, crying. Can't think for yourself, shot on. Who's hot or not, who's hip hop or not. We got a lot of us to talk. In circles a lot, internet gangsters immersing a lot. Find something to like, stop finding ways to stop. Boom back, heard at the top. We at a party, nobody can stop. Unless we stop hating on everything we got. Find your own deal and find some help. Pushing up your rocks. Remember why you got into hip hop. Remember why the world did too. It encompassed a lot. Got me a compass and square to map out the spot where we can break bread and top. Break down bars and thoughts. So, duck haters, snitches too. All you got is the truth.
To all the haters saying it like it's witty. You ruin your mind, your grind, your city. To all the young fans, let a young brother shine. Watch you go for yours, I wanna go for mine. To all the haters saying it like it's witty. You ruin your mind, your grind, your city. To all the young fans, let a young city shine. Watch you go for yours, I wanna go for mine.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
And that's right, CKLM listeners. Good morning. It is the 22nd day of June, 2010. You are listening to CKLN's Rude Awakening here on 88.1 FM, CKLN.FM online, and Rogers Cable Box 947. Apologies for yesterday. I'm working on a ton of things right now, and so did miss yesterday's show. But hopefully you enjoyed Nunu. Special thanks to shout-outs to Nunu again this morning for shouting me out. A little back and forth, a lot of fun stuff you can do at community radio. That makes us a better radio station than most. So shout-outs again to Nuno. You can catch his shows Tuesday mornings from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. And what, Friday mornings? Nuno? You shout out to New again. Nuno's another guy I know, but peace out, homeboy. Hopefully you enjoyed 4 hours. I hope you enjoyed him spinning yesterday, too, because hip-hop music can get you going for whatever you need to go get done. But this is your host, BK, a.k.a. Black Krishna. I do host these Rude Awakening news shows Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. And my colleague JP hosts on Fridays from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. So be sure to tune in to the new shows we have here at CKLN and all the great programming we have. Because I got to be honest with you, and people who know, if you don't know, you don't know. You don't know. You know, what do you know? If you don't know, you don't know. If you do know about radio in Toronto, you know that CKLN, after being in business for 25 years, is one of the most respected radio stations in this city. For keeping it real as best we could through thick and thin, through hard times, and through getting it done and putting it down the way it should be done at a community radio station. So shout outs to all you listeners out there. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for sharing CKLN 88.1 FM. Tell your friends. If you have any favorite programs here in this show, let them know, because you won't just be doing us a favor, you'll be doing them a favor by introducing them to people like Nunu and like the great jazz hosts and like all the other great hosts we have here at this radio station. On that note, it's been a busy few days before the G20 here, and I got to be honest with you. As much as I love doing the show, it's at times I also feel it's a bit of a liability because it is almost like in some ways a part-time job. That I don't get paid for, but that I do get some credit for, that I appreciate, and that I do hope, has an impact and just represents, you know, this anti-New World Order, anti-globalization, anti, you know, they got caught already, so we should just expose them, you know, get past whatever, you know, we're addicted to in terms of an understanding of reality, still keep all our toys, but just understand that, you know, for the last few hundred years, wealthy intermarrying families have been running the world. You know, the Illuminati families, the Committee of 300 author John Coleman. I'm going to play a clip from him on today's show because Dr. John Coleman was on the Alex Jones radio show. Rare interview. This guy's great. Former MI6, that's British CIA, Canada CIA's CSIS. You might see them here at the G20 protests, or they'll definitely see you if you don't see them. Here over the next few days and this weekend. But Dr. John Coleman wrote a book called The Committee of 300, where he posits that it's about 300 people at the top of the food chain, here on planet Earth that pretty much run everything. And, it's as disturbing as that is, what would be even more disturbing is if they hadn't got caught. If people like Dr. John Coleman hadn't written, 20 books on the subject, cross-referenced, from a million different angles. And these days, it's funny. We're not exactly sure how to take that kind of information. Like, we might trust some random stuff said by one guy or read by one guy or written by one guy, or one girl or one source or whatever. And we might base our entire life and worldview on that. That's possible. Like, you might just be like, oh, this dude's the man. It could be a religious or semi-religious figure, spiritual or intellectual or academic or whatever. And you could be, perhaps it could be good, perhaps it could be bad, perhaps it could be, pure self-indulgent nihilism, and self-destructiveness wrapped in some beautiful poetry, and that could send you spiraling out of control. Perhaps it could be a new age, sort of recycled Hinduism way of looking at the world, not against Hinduism, except against all the bad ideas in any, school of thought. So, doctors, medicine, yeah, sure, yeah, we need doctors, people get sick, I understand that, but we don't need vaccines. And you can go to VRAN.org to get exemption forms here in Canada. Legal ones, so you don't have to shoot your kid. And just tell other parents, just say, look, you shoot your kid, and you think the crap you shot into him works, then you shouldn't mind if I do. You shouldn't mind if I don't, because you'll think that your kid's immune. So don't worry about it, go to VRAN.org. But once you find out what's compelling there, then do be sure to share that with someone, because it's not fair that people are confused and are shooting their kids. So the bottom line is that yes. We need all sorts of things in this culture. We need all sorts of things. We need medicine. We need cops. We need You know, we need firefighters. We need a government system. And I don't mean we need the ones we have. You know, well, we should try and work, you know, with the ones we have. And if they won't work with us because they can't or because they won't, then we should try and work against the ones we have in a productive, positive, and peaceful way to try and get them to change. It's kind of like if you're married. You know, if you're married. And you know, you know, so-and-so won't do whatever. You know, you promised to take out the trash for like, you know, a week now. It's been stinking in the back there. The whole house is starting to smell. Honey, I'm just not going to talk to you. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to talk to you. I don't know for how long. I can't. And what I'd say to you right now might, you know, you just wouldn't want to hear it anyway. And to a very, very similar degree, we can do that with the government and other agencies who are manipulating us for ends that we may not benefit from. You can boycott certain things, make smarter buying choices. You can choose not to pay your taxes if you want. You know, there's all sorts of loopholes. You can choose not to listen to the latest propaganda. Today I'm going to break down, and Dr. John Coleman and Alex Jones are going to break down a bit about the BP oil spill, and then war with Iran. With the BP oil spill, and I apologize. In fact, that's what I was planning on doing today, too. All right, after the last half of the show today, I'm going to play some Coleman, and then I'm going to take nothing but calls. Open Phones Week, I announced that in my blog. I just forget because I try and come in here fairly fresh, full of emotions. But the number here for your CKLN Rude Awakening 88.1 FM call-in opportunity is 416-595-1655. You can tell me anything you want. You got to keep it clean. No swearing, please. But outside of that, you can tell me whatever you want. And the G20 though is certainly something that should be on our minds. I've been talking to people about protests, and we need activists. It's just that protests never plan to achieve anything. They're not designed to achieve anything. You can go ask. You can go. You say we're sending a message. What you're telling someone that it's like saying to someone who knows they hate you, I hate you. What's the guy supposed to say? I know. And so when the government builds a giant, what looks like half a concentration camp or half a FEMA camp in the middle of downtown Toronto, a big Hollywood set, and invites people over to yell at cops getting annoyed trying to keep straight faces, at the politicians inside who can't hear them, who know what they're going to say, who don't care, and who actually know when they're going to stop because they invited them to do this. You know, it's like a bunch of kids mad at the teacher being told, go yell at the wall. Yeah, the handball wall where you guys play handball or burby or baseball. Yeah, the school wall. Go yell at that. For you're allowed to yell at that from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. Then you got to go home for dinner. And then a bunch of kids go there going, this school sucks. Lunch sucks. It all sucks. They're brainwashing us. They're searching our lockers. They're body scanners in the schools. MSG and aspartame and fluoride. We shouldn't be eating any of this crap. And it's all lies. And the education system's messed up. And teachers can't, at least the ones I've talked to. And believe me, there's more that talk like this. They can't define the curriculum in ways that they think, reflects their individual worth and creativity and abilities, and they have to do a really standardized thing from a highly centralized, crappy government source. Excuse me. Might have went on for a bar or two too long there. But you get my point. Is that this idea of the government controlling dissent has never been clearer than with the protest model. Because literally, they invite you to show up at a certain area to yell certain things and to go home, and working with the media and with other arms, they basically define our response to what we don't like. And this, again, I've mentioned on the show a few times, no disrespect to individuals, but, it's exactly like fluoride to me. It's exactly like fluoride. It's exactly like aspartame. It's exactly like chemtrails. I saw them chemtrailing Toronto on Friday above North by Northeast show at or Sunday above by North by Northeast show at Dundas Square. I don't want to go at you. I don't want to go at your, you know, whatever. But if someone's poisoning your mind, then yeah, I got issues with that. You know, I got issues with that. But why is it my business? Well, I'm making it my business. And I think we should all make it each other's businesses. Not to go at each other, but to go at who's messing with us. And so when it comes to the people putting fluoride in our water supply, the New World Order and the aluminum industry, it's a byproduct mostly from the smokestacks and scrubbers down in Florida. Sodium fluoride's a roach and rat poison. Just go to a hardware store and see main ingredient on roach and rat poison. And they said in trace amounts it's good for our teeth, but it's not. It's just bad for our brain, bad for our bones, bad for our teeth, actually. It causes dental fluorosis and causes cancer and sedates us, basically. It makes us slow and weak. And so today, I got a bunch of different flyers. I'm going to go out there because this is it. The next few days, I'm done music. The track you heard at the beginning of the show was called the Drake Hate Over 416 Light Up. I just recorded and mixed it yesterday. Wrote it on June 5th after I caught the leak, but I had to take a break from music. It takes too long to make good music, and that I could have spent a few hours, you know, making that timeless. But I gotta reach and the radio show too. I love the radio show, but it takes 5 hours a day, you know, plus, and that's being conservative. Like I get up at 4:30, leave 5:30 in the morning. So 5, and then I leave 9 a.m. You know, 9:10 a.m. I get out of here. And I enjoy it. I love it. I love the fact that I have some freedom on here. I love the fact that I have some listeners on here. But I also hate the fact that there's a new world order that's, you know, murdering us. And so I have to strike the right balance between, whoever's listening. And again, the number here to call in after the break, after 6:30, is 416-595-1655. This is CKLN Rude Awakening, your host, BK, a.k.a. Black Krishna. I have trouble understanding if my role, because I messed up before at this game. There's no doubt about that. But every time I mess up, I learn something, and then I'm even more confident about some things. So, but the point is that I don't know if I should just maintain a presence here as much as I can, as much as I'm allowed in this system where, you know, the New World Order runs everything, and I managed to sneak on and get a radio show where I can talk smack about it when a few other people will. When the activists who, as I said, I'm nothing against them, it's just that your brains are being poisoned by, that's what I was trying to get to, foundations, super rich people, Rockefeller, Ford, Carnegie, whatever, they all create tax-exempt foundations, charitable private foundations. Those foundations have a very secretive grant-giving process. I've been through it. And they hand out grants to certain agencies and activist groups and so on, who and academics and science, who are all fighting for this and aren't sure. And they're always kept on edge because they never know if they're going to get a grant or not. So they try and play it more and more and more conservative to make sure they keep their funding. And that's why we have ideas like the protest instead of more consistently, compassionately, and interestingly explaining yourselves to ordinary people. Because ordinary people don't care about the protest. I've talked to them. They don't. They hate this crap. So this is just for the protesters. And once they realize that, they realize that it's not designed to achieve anything. And so on. But whatever, we're all in this New World Order system. I can't decide if I should stay on the air here and help, work with the people that are listening now, or if I should just go bugger off and flyer constantly to hit up new people. Whatever. Not sure, but I'm going to try and do everything. Before I do get back to that, though, Dr. John Coleman on the Alex Jones Show from the 18th of June will break down some history of the New World Order and what's coming up.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he's only with us for one segment because he's under the weather, and I'm going to nail down a full hour with him next week. Dr. John Coleman, author of Drug War Against America, What You Should Know About the United States Constitution, Bill of Rights, a separate book. Of course, he's best known for The Conspirators' Hierarchy, The Committee of 300, now in its fourth edition, Doctor of Constitutional Law, reportedly worked with, you know what, Doc, it's always good to have you because you've done so much. How would you describe yourself best in your bio in this short segment we've got you with us for?
How would I describe myself?
Yes.
Just a very ordinary fellow trying to get information out to the people who need it very badly.
Well, you've put out invaluable info, and we don't have a lot of time with you today because I don't want to twist your arm into a full hour with you being under the weather. But so much is happening. I wanted to get you back on about the globalist hierarchy. But the limited time we have today, they're openly saying they want to attack Iran. They want to board their ships with a blockade, which is an act of war. Looks like that's going to the front burner. I see this oil spill as a diversion while they get their internet censorship bills passed, their carbon tax passed. What's your take on the oil spill?
I think that it's a contract situation myself. I've not voiced that opinion before, but I believe that is the case. In other words, it's something like akin to Pearl Harbor, which was a contrived situation, you know. Roosevelt told Stimson and Knox, and he said, we somehow got to get the Japanese into the position where they will fire the first shots. I think what this is what about, it's much the same kind of thing.
Absolutely. And what brought you to that conclusion? Because that's the only conclusion I have. Day one, my gut told me that, but now we know they ordered the people on the rig to dump seawater in instead of cement. For a month, the rig operator said this will explode, so they gave orders. They knew it would lead to it. Turns out Goldman Sachs really owned much of BP. Its chairman was also the chairman of BP. Goldman Sachs dumped 44% of its stock the week before. The BP CEO dumped 30-plus percent of his stock the week before. Now we learned Halliburton bought an oil cleaning company in the Gulf the week before. We know that the head funders of the carbon tax, Global Neo Surf System. So, I mean, there's a lot of other evidence. Now they've been blocking for 50-plus days, the governors and others trying to clean up the oil themselves. And Obama says the carbon tax is the answer.
I don't think that's the answer at all. I think that what they've got to do is put 600 or 700 boats out there to clean the mess up as quickly as they can. That's what the solution is.
Absolutely, but Doctor, in the time we have, because I'm ranting here, I mean, what brought you to the conclusion that it's a contrived staged event?
I've seen so many of these things in the past, in history itself. Like, and to go back to, you know, to the Second World War, they got this supposedly insane Dutchman to fire some shots. And they said, oh, this was something done by one of the nations and this cause for war. So there's so many things in history that have been similar to this. And Pearl Harbor sending the Japanese, cutting off their supplies of raw materials that are vital for their production and their continued well-being, a unilateral action by Roosevelt, with not even consulting the Japanese. And then, of course, you know, when the Japanese came to see him in Washington, Marshall was out riding in Central Park and they couldn't get to anybody. Of course, I have no brief for the Japanese attacking Pearl Harbor. It's inexcusable. But nevertheless, this is the kind of thing that happens. These contrived situations are made from time to time when it suits the purpose. And we all know that the Committee of 300 are the people pulling the strings, mainly, from every situation, from every angle.
That's right, and if they have to sacrifice the name of BP, formerly Anglo-American Oil, they'll just change the name again, and BP has always been at the heart of pushing the global carbon tax to fund the world government, and then now notice it was a BP rig that this happened with.
I don't know if you remember that what happened in the time in Iran when they had the big blow-up there and things went completely wrong. And that was called the American Oil or Aramco, and was called a whole lot of other names. It was only after that disaster there that they changed the name to British Petroleum.
That's right.
BP.
That's
BP.
Right.
So it is very easy to change names.
Absolutely. That's what DynCorp did after they got caught involved in sex slave trafficking. Well, Doc, in the limited time we have here, and again, we're going to nail you down for next week. So much is happening in the world. What's your concern dealing with Iran? Do you see frightening movements towards war with Iran?
I see that, in my opinion, for what it's worth, war in the Middle East is almost imminent. I see this is where it's heading. All factors point to it.
Wow, absolutely. We're on the same page on that front, unfortunately.
You see how they're driving Iran into a corner? They're doing everything they can to. And Russia has disgraced itself by reneging on their contract, which they've had since 2003, to supply the S-300 anti-aircraft missile system. It's probably the best. It is not probably, but certainly the best in the world that could shoot down aircraft from 75 miles away and not miss, because each missile has its own guided system which cannot be jammed. Once fired, it's bound to hit its target. And so they stopped supplying that to make the way easy for them to attack Iran. That's next on the cards, which I think will lead to a major conflagration in the Middle East. I think that Putin has completely disgraced himself and Russia in this move. So Lord knows what they're up to.
Russia had been claiming that they were going to not go along with an attack on Iran, but they are now, it looks like, starting to renege on that. Also, as you mentioned, Venezuela. What pressure do you think was brought to bear on Russia?
By the United States?
Yes.
Oh, a great deal. They've sent several envoys over there to talk with Medvedev, who, by the way, is not exactly the brightest of people, but Putin had to step down because of his constitution. And Medvedev, of course, does whatever Putin tells him in the background. So I think they went to put a lot of pressure on Russia, a tremendous amount of pressure on Russia, to join in the game. China's gone along very, very reluctantly, but of course, and I think that they'll find Iran a very, very hard nut to crack. They have their militia called the Pasdarans, about 1 million men, very well trained. They have their regular army, which is an enormous size. And, you know, Iran itself was 10 times the size of Iraq, since we found such a terrible job on our hands trying to subdue Iraq. How on earth are we going to do the same thing to Iran? I think it's a physical impossibility. I think it's beyond the capabilities of the United States military powers as it stands now.
Well, Doctor, in closing, and we'll talk more about it next week, you write time and time again as a theme in your many books about the intentional destruction of the United States by design. We've been the empire for the Anglo-American Committee of 300. We've been the funding mechanism. But as we get towards the end and the formation of world government, clearly they want to pin all their crimes on us. Why do they want to destroy the goose that laid their golden eggs of tyranny and empire? And where do you see all of this basically winding up? What's their end game strategy?
The end game, as I said before, the end game is to usher in a new world order inside a one world government, which will be the Committee of 300. And the way to do this is, first of all, destroy the most powerful nation in the world, the United States of America, which is a temporary expedient, and they feel that they can, once this is up and running, they can revive the patient by applying all the necessary techniques. It's like a person who gets knocked temporarily unconscious, you know, give them oxygen and all kinds of stuff, and in a very short while they recover. So they've got such faith in the United States, and rightly so. It's a tremendous economic power, and its powers of recovery have been proved many, many times, even after the huge disaster of Woodrow Wilson and World War I. And I'm sure that they know as well as I do that the United States can very quickly be resuscitated once the objective has been achieved.
Amazing.
I know some of your listeners may think I'm off the wall, but the surprising thing is, and I don't like to toot my own horn, but I've made about 500 predictions in my lifetime, and almost all of them have come to pass. And
now,
I'm not some kind of...
No, I know you have on record, but, I mean, what is their final plan then for the United States?
Final plan will be the United States will be the premium, the number one country inside their showcase country inside the New World Order, one world government.
That's why I say a protest, you gonna do before this. That's why I say a protest, you gon' do before this. Lawn sun stay shining, I stay grinding, rain check still smiling. Gather round full class, before you gather round for your mask. While they mask the truth, I'm asking you, ain't there something you can do to tell the truth to someone new or even someone old? Don't matter, you heard it, now the story needs told. Can't wait till they burn it. We in a Orwell universe, when they sell in hell, and we rehearse. So do what you want, see them showing up, no, you're just doing what they want, son. That's why I say, the protest, you gon' do before this.
That's why I say a protest. You gon' do before this. Long as sun stay shining, I stay grinding. Rain check still smiling. Been the same since the 60s. Got us this far. Where the hell is we? And where we going next? 20 countries run the world. That got me vexed. So I say screw a text. Make them bleed with the screen so the people feel blessed. Can't chill, feeling stressed. I'm young and I'm dressed. Post no bills, I say hell yes. So what you stand for? If you really stand for it, stand for it before. On the streets there's a war for the minds of the poor who late for the war. Worldwide rebellion. Can't you see? For some rock concert yelling. Fans blowing off steam. Ain't spelling no way out. That's why I'm yelling. That's why I say a protest. You gon' do before this. That's why I say a protest. You gon' do before this. That's why I say a protest. You gon' do before this. Long as sun stay shining, I stay grinding. Rain check still smiling.
We are back, CKLN listeners. That was, again, Dr. John Coleman talking about the possibility of World War III with Iran in the background, being hidden by a number of scandals. Gary Coleman's death. What else? Oh, yeah, the BP oil spill. The number here, again, is 416-595-1655 to be on air. Questions, comments, suggestions, keep it clean. But otherwise, keep your head up and say what you got to say. It's all good. Took calls when I guest hosted Thursday, a couple of Thursdays ago, for Yushake Karoma on Thursday's Word of Mouth from 7 to 8 p.m. And so that was kind of fun. I wanted to give his listeners a chance to talk on his show because he wasn't there. So I figured, well, you know what? If you guys are fans of the show, you guys should have a chance to express yourselves if you want. But also F a protest because I can already see I got some articles here. Marching orders, let the games begin. Protesters get jump on summit, G20 summit. Hundreds of noisy G20 demonstrators shut down traffic in downtown Toronto yesterday, protesting the heavy police presence in the city. Well, protesting the heavy police presence by pissing off the residents is a bad idea, because it's not going to help you stop the heavy police presence. In fact, it's designed to do the opposite. It's designed to destroy people's, you know, faith in your ability. In your ability to find solutions to their problems. And that's why it'll just be the protesters and the people, and never the twain shall meet under this this foundation-funded activist model where super-rich people, Ford, Rockefeller, Carnegie, so on, said, you know what, we know people are going to scrap with us, so we're going to make sure we give out grants to control activism, academia, science, and therefore we'll make sure that they don't fight with us in any way that lets them stop us. And so that's the roots of all this. That's the roots of all this. If you imagine a few thousand years ago, say 2,000 years ago, say, I'm sorry, I'm getting some wacky static in my headphones here. Give me a sec. All right, check. Check. Okay, well. Minor headphone issues. Apologize if I sound funnier than usual. But imagine 1,000, 2,000 years ago, if you're in a village, and you live in a village, and there's other people there, and you like, and you're all getting along, but there is a king. Well, in a nutshell, if you were at a pub in town, and you heard a couple of soldiers talking, oh, I can't believe we've got to go confiscate gold again. God, the king just wants everything, doesn't he? Yeah, well, at least we'll get our cut. You know, he doesn't give us nothing. We're just going to go take it out from the people. A couple of us are probably going to get killed when a couple of them try and act up. It's all going to suck, as I approximate a Teutonic accent. But yeah, you know, a lot of these situations, it's like Middle Ages and so on. So you can use that if you want, just because we've seen that stuff in the movies. Easier to picture. So in the, you know, in the 1500s, 1200s, in the Middle Ages of you know, 1,000 years ago, whatever. If you overheard something like that, where the king was going to send his men to come confiscate the gold, then you might run back to town and you might start telling people, the king's going to confiscate gold, stash a bunch, hide a bunch. Because it'll say, you know, the decree was the king is going to take, you know, half the gold to pay the debts of the nation or whatever. Same thing they're doing now with pensions and everything else. It's the exact same crap. You wouldn't just get you know, together with people who knew and, you know, yell slogans. You would try and find a plan. You try and think. And this model that's been set up, the protest model, is to make sure people don't think. And that's why there hasn't been any thinking before the G20 summit or much that I've seen. There hasn't been much thinking about what to do at it. And there's no thinking about what to achieve based on all the hard work of the government for putting this on. Thank you so much, government, for giving us a place to party. And, of course, the partiers who definitely want to party. And as unpopular as this may make me, I am going at the New World Order and any and all well-intentioned flunkery on behalf of the people of this city. And the people spit me out and reject me because the activists say, you're mean. Am I right? Shut up. You're mean. All right. And then if the other guys say, you know what, you're not supposed to disagree with people. You're not supposed to disagree with people. And I'll say, okay, fine. Except, can I disagree? The problem with that is that in this system run by the New World Order, where we're all being victimized by the New World Order, I got to clean up my crap too. I'm slacker than I should be. I'm whacker than I should be. I'm whatever that I should be. Because I was raised in a system that didn't allow me to reach my full potential and doesn't allow anyone to. So we got to find our own ways too. But in this system, we have to understand that if you say you're serious about these issues and you make a big stink about it, then perhaps you should have a responsibility to be open to looking at information about these issues. And that includes not just demonizing people who've done nothing wrong to you. There's a whole community of people with peers, persistence, and proof. And mainstream activists will treat, you know, quote-unquote conspiracy theorists who really, you know, most of them don't do much. It's a shot because it is what it is. It's truth. They also call themselves truthers. And so while sometimes they get up and go, most of the time they're just fairly comfortable learning about how we're all being murdered and everyone around is being murdered and poisoned and assume that there's nothing they can do about it, again, because of the global groupthink and protest model. So basically what they can do is they can say, look, we have a conflict-averse, dialectic-free culture where someone says, I like this, and you go, good. Not why should you like that, or here's something better, or whatever. And we don't disagree with each other. We don't wrestle with each other to improve our thoughts. We just accept every piece of crap that we pop out because that's polite. That's the polite thing to do, is that no matter what someone says, just agree with it. And then the New World Order introduces thoughts into our culture, and then a number of people have those thoughts because, of course, the New World Order has the power to promote them. And then other people can't disagree with them because it's not polite to disagree or have a dialectic on what the best solution is. So that's how they do this. And so even people, who say, yeah, you're right, we don't actually plan to accomplish anything but protest, like survive the party. Even when you talk about that, they won't be in a position to think of more because they're being polite. And when you're being too polite to think in this culture, especially when you say you're working on issues on behalf of, say, starving Africans, blown up Sri Lankans, the homeless in a country with just 30 million people that's the second largest in the world full of resources, where we usually have enough stuff for everybody times 10 and we just screw people anyway. Well, this is where the New World Order understanding of the world comes in handy. Because playing along with the people united will never be defeated model is to skip on how they were united, what they were uniting around, what they were uniting to do, and the concept of uniting them. This is just practice, folks. The protests are practice. Soon, all of us are going to have to take to the streets because of oil prices, fuel prices skyrocketing over a war with Iran, or the recession hitting us harder than it's hitting us now, although I can already see as I patrol the streets, stores starting to get hit harder and harder by this and so on. But we'll all, want to take to the streets. And if the model is, get a couple of leaders who agree with a couple of other leaders who happen to have some power and prominence in this culture, even though they're going against the system, and just do what they say and say what they say, then we're not going to have solutions in this country to our problems. And that's, again, by design. Give you an example of that. At thestar.com here, here's some headlines. Raucous protests give possible taste of what to come. A rowdy but peaceful anti-G20 protest winded through the city streets Monday and briefly occupied a downtown gas station. See, juxtapose that, and the Star did, because this is what they're meant for, folks. Juxtapose the raucous protest, again, top corner of the main Star.com page here, with right beside it, some in Huntsville, quote, getting nervous. And then right below that, an LAV-3 light armored vehicle is set up near Hidden Valley Road near the G8 Summit site in Huntsville. It's a tank. It says light armored vehicle. It's a freaking small tank. Richard J. Brennan from the Star, Huntsville. Sipping on a cold beer, Steve Grooms look at the reinforced steel mesh wall in front of his place on Highway 60 outside Huntsville and lets out a chuckle. I call this part Prison Valley, said the 43-year-old contractor, who minutes earlier had been mowing the lawn, a simple chore that seemed somehow out of place. His home and that of his father's next door are behind a security perimeter that's meant to keep intruders away from nearby Deerhurst Lodge, where the long-awaited G8 is being held starting Thursday evening. A kind of warm-up for act for the G20 in Toronto on Saturday. And check. Sorry, folks. At times, I can only hear out of my left ear in my headphones. So I hope you folks are getting better reception than that. And I assume that's the case, so I'll continue. Groom's home is not far from one of the checkpoints along this busy highway. That bisects Algonquin Provincial Park, which is already starting to seal up like a drum on Monday. There are actual gates across the highway, and only those with special passes get through. Everywhere are police officers of all stripes and soldiers to boot, especially along the highway where they mean business. The message comes across loud and clear with an LAV-3 Canadian Armed Forces armored vehicle. Again, a small tank. And the Star says, the kind used in Afghanistan, parked in a field along Hidden Valley Road. Even a Star reporter shooting photos along Highway 60 is soon rounded up and given the third degree. The call came into the OPP from the all-seeing RCMP. A bunch of bored spooks are out there picking us out and sicking, the lower ranks on them. So there's CSIS, which is our CIA, basically, the RCMP, which is our FBI, and then, of course, you got soldiers and you got police. But the RCMP are sicking the Ontario Provincial Police on us. Quote, yep, my dad took off and they started putting up the fence. He said he didn't want to be anywhere near here, Grooms said to his father, Art Grooms. And I just posted in my blog, blackchristian.blogspot.com, we have to freaking evacuate for this? Because I saw another article from Yahoo News, yahoo.ca main site, from tripatlas.com, but Yahoo featured it, saying quick getaway ideas for the G20. That's what this protest does. By playing along with this, we're demonizing dissent. We're taking normal people that think we want to do this so badly, the government has to do all this police state crap, which is really corporate banker state. I say police state to be familiar because people know that term, but it's the corporate banksters behind this state. If it was the police behind it, I'd totally be down with calling it that. But they're not behind it. They're just, they get the orders to do X, Y, and Z somewhere down the line. And for better and worse, it doesn't matter. They're just not in charge. So they demonize dissent by getting people convinced that this is what we want to do. We want to get together. We want to yell. We want to scream. We want to lose our mind. We want to act crazy. And we want to act abnormal so that normal people have no interest in getting involved. One thing for sure, said Grooms, the local Legion is doing more than its share of business as thirsty cops look for a place to wet their whistle. So on and on and on in the Star. But this is just, and I saw hot dog vendors are not allowed to work. And my favorite $1.50 hot dog place. I don't eat them often because I'm watching my girlish figure and it's not supposed to be girlish. But down by the Sky Dome, gone. All of them gone. Y'all have to leave. Why? And they put up a giant freaking, you know. Oh, and I got to tell you what happened. Well, Travers, Summit Spending Test Bottomless Trough. You know what? Jim Travers does some decent work for the Star once in a while. And so shout-outs to all the reporters in this city who you know, I got nothing against people. We're all trapped in the system. I got to work in this system. You know, if I could speak as freely and do whatever I wanted to, you know, I'm working towards that, but you know, here in communist Canada, you know, to make sure that I can say these crazy things, I have to say them in certain ways. It's the truth. No one disagrees. I mean, you know, no one really goes at me for very long, because they know, you know, they're just trying to protect their, you know, compartment in this pyramid. But to get away with this, I've got to make sure I do this very selectively in formats like flyers, posters, radio, music, and not in person. Occasionally some of it will come up because it's just me, but for the most point, not in person. It says here, Travers, living large in the world stage isn't easy or cheap. It takes rock... oh no, I don't like this guy, I forgot. National Affairs columnist. Well, let's see what he has to say. Living large in the world stage isn't easy or cheap. It takes rock rib determination and a certain lack of due diligence to spend nearly $1 million every minute, or more than $1 billion in total, hosting a three-day world leader whoop-de-doo. Understand the challenge of plowing that much money that fast. Consider the sheer magnitude of a billion. If you were lucky enough to have $1 billion in $1,000 bills, stacking them would require 10,000 piles of 100 each, or think of it as some industrious internet mathematicians. A billion minutes ago, Jesus was alive. So yeah, you know, so it says here, a ruling conservative party that unduly flatters its own fiscal prudence is somehow spending that much on security alone for the Twin Huntsville and Toronto G8 and G20 summits. How is it possible? How is it the meter will be ticking over for taxpayers at earning $33,000 for every minute the leaders actually chew fat? And I got a feeling, folks, I got a feeling the media who got to go to, you know, the government and police and other briefings and who got to see some of the raw information behind this did get kind of mad and is kind of mad about this. You know, I got a feeling the CBC's, you know, most people, because I think people are nice and I think people, you know, are just doing their jobs and working where they work, just like most, just like I am. I mean, I'll put it this way. With here's my plans for today. All right? I'm going to go after I leave here and post a show. I'm going to hit the streets for the next few days. And I'll get that on record over these publicly owned airways to see if I can guarantee me some safety and security. But yeah, I'm going to hit the streets for the next few days, postering like crazy, flyering like crazy, letting people know, giving people a chance to understand what's going on, not just think, well, the protests are a good thing because, you know, government is evil and the government has to do that because protests can get violent and I'm just helpless and pissed off. Because I don't like the government, but if I want to do something about it, I sure as hell don't want to do that, and so on. So this traumatic assault, this psychological operation being run on this city with the help of those participating on both sides is something that we need to question. Because I got to tell you, folks, here in Canada, even in communist Canada, they couldn't get away with doing this. They could not get away with getting 100,000 troops, you know, or no, with 10,000, you know, cops, troops, spooks, and mercs, 1,000 private contractors with licenses to kill that are here now. They're floating around now. They're probably just listening to this radio show going, I got to get that guy. You know, and so on. You know, I saw a couple of cops on Yonge Street in a budget rent a car, all, you know, the militarized outfits on. And I took a picture. I kind of put my hand up to apologize to them, but I'm just like, look, man, this is crazy. Like you can't, you know, we like it when, you know, we like it when we see a cop car. You're on the highway, you might flash your lights at somebody who's, you know, driving the other way to say, slow down a bit, there's a cop car there. There's an old tradition going back years in this country. Nothing against the cops, just none of us wants to get a ticket, and if you have to be speeding safely, then, you know, don't pay for it and warn other people. And so on. So there's all these changes out there. What can we do then? What can we do about this? Well, I'll tell you, philosophically, we got to get our minds right. Some of the flyers I made, and I'm not bragging here, I'm just saying that if you want some great stuff, go to Infowars.com, go to, you know, CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com, go whatever. You can learn all sorts of horrible things that are happening. This is reaction time for me. January, February, March, pure problem. I had people telling me my radio show was depressing. And then April, May, June, reaction time. And then July, for the rest of the year, solution. Nothing but solutions. So already segueing into that. But you can point out to people, you can give people an understanding of the world that makes it easier for them to deal with it. And that's not a bad idea to do at this time. You know, chill people out. Get them to laugh. Laughter is the best medicine, as a classic book says. So find ways of making this stuff funny, you know, or silly, because silly can be funny. When you point out how silly something is, I know myself, I go through iterations. The first iteration of my stuff might come off a little too angry for our keep it happy culture. And here live on the air, I might sound that way, you know, but I got a song saying, can you feel a F you, which I wrote on Friday at the Second Cup near Much Music, after doing a full tour of the, you know, constructed half a freaking concentration or FEMA camp in downtown Toronto that cuts along John, across Front, up Bay, and in through the financial district. I was just so mad. I went back and I was just playing some beats and I wrote and spent an hour and I just banged out a song. But it's a really smooth song. It's a smooth, positive. It's called Can You Feel a F U? Can you feel a F U? To give you a little taste of the hook. Because I was feeling it from them, and I was feeling like giving one back, but I was feeling like finding a way to do it, and that's just kind of what organically came out. Because I know where we live, and we all know where we live, and we all know that if we can't talk about this stuff and yet we have to, then, you know, it's better that we do. We can also figure out what's been done so far. Whatever's been done so far, and I was talking with a dude on Sunday, watching some North by Northeast stuff about this. He was like, "Oh, I was curious. I went to look for information. I'm just that way. Like, I'm into doing that stuff." And it's like, absolutely. But you have to find that information. You'd be curious as hell. But if they ain't no information, then whatever. You're going to have to deal with whatever you deal with from the stuff you can get. So when it comes to the New World Order, you can share information. Post on message boards. Post on blogs. Post on Craigslist. You know, comment on YouTube, you know, channels. Post on Globe and Mail articles. Star articles. Post online. Call into talk radio shows. Drop flyers off your neighbor's mailboxes. Leave them at bathrooms. You know, just leave a little stack. You can get, I made a whole bunch of templates. They're up at TorontoTruthSeekers.com at the meetup site. Go to the file section. You can see a whole bunch of templates. Also, whatyouwanttobelieveein.com is up, my mayoral site. I want to get some street credibility after the group I was part of, Toronto Truth Seekers, for one reason or another decided not to participate in, you know, dissent before the G20 of any serious, you know, note. And I've been fighting this for 6 months. For 6 months I've been saying, guys, it's going to get tougher. We don't start talking about it. Maybe that had the opposite effect. Maybe that shut people down. But I do know this, you know, an object in motion stays in motion. An object at rest stays in rest. Principal theory of physics. So if you're not in motion on these issues and things start to get worse, you can't suddenly say, oh, yeah, when it goes down, I'm going to get in the cabin with my gun and my storable food, and I'm going to have my own garden, and I'm going to wait it out when it all goes to hell. Look, if you can't design or print or pass out or put up a poster or flyer right now, There's no way in hell you have the intestinal fortitude to survive the 21st century breakdown that's planned. It's simply not possible. And it's not wise to lie to yourself like that. So, you know, whatever. So number of things going on here. Take a deep breath and slow down. It says here on the cover of today's Metro. Yesterday was International Slowness Day, and the best way to celebrate, according to an organizer, was to take a deep breath or maybe stare at the clouds passing by. So International Slowness Day, and people say I talk too fast. Thank goodness I can rap. I don't rap fast enough. Meals for the poor canceled. For 12 years, Toronto's poor have eaten in the Tony recesses of Osgoode Hall. The Lawyers Feed the Hungry program dishes out more than 2,000 meals every week, dinner Wednesday and Friday, and breakfast Thursday and Sunday. Dinners also get a bag meal to take with them, except this week when the needs of international dignitaries trump the needs of the city's hungry. Oh, my God. Quote, the G20 is affecting more than our entertainment options and traffic patterns, said David Bronskill, a partner at Goodman's who has volunteered with the program for a decade. Goodman's is a law firm in Toronto that's giving these out. Quote, this means that people have to budget very carefully and not going to have a much-needed source of food and nutrition for almost 10 days. You see how these are slaps in the face? I just talked to my man Dredd. My man Dredd, his name isn't Dredd, but he is a Dredd. My man Dredd from Jamaica, tough guy, you know, muscly, you know, scrapper, nice guy. But, you know, if you mess with him, then, you know, you made a mistake. And so me and Dredd's chilling, and I said to him, because he's like, what's this about? What's this Israel thing about? What's the protest thing? What is all this? And I said, hey, man, you're a tough guy, right? Yeah. And I said, well, you're a cool guy, though, right? He goes, yeah. And I said, well, are you so cool that I can slap you in the face? And you're like, no, I'm cool, man. Yeah, I heard about that. I'm cool. How about, can I kick you in the testicles? You know, can I do that? You know, and are you so cool that you'll be like, yeah, I'm cool. I can take it. That's the program that this is, where there's more and more inconveniences announced on a daily basis. More and more, yeah, here's how the people are screwed, but you know, they have to have the summit, and the protesters have to do the protest thing. You know, if they had the summit and they know protesters, if nobody showed up, then we wouldn't have these disruptions. It'd be, you know, 20 world leaders meeting in a room to discuss what the Bilderberg group told them to do and how to affect that, you know, and what sort of national message they can sell. You know, colluding, basically a secret society meeting in front of everybody. So they never really tell us what goes on there, and they don't allow the press into the inner sanctums. It would just be a meeting at a hotel. That hotel might be locked down tighter than Fort Knox, to use an old expression. But the protest is what's facilitating the cycle of traumatic psychological operation being run on the people of Toronto to say, can you take this? Can you take this? If we do this to you, will you say anything? Or are you so cool? Because, you know, you don't get involved. Because to get involved means to go yell at a fence. It says here, on page 3 of the Metro, McGuinty on the offensive. Premier launches ad campaign to explain why he feels the HST is necessary. Premier Dalton McGuinty is telling Ontario consumers to swallow their medicine, the HST. Again, can you take this? Are you cool? Yeah, nothing messes me up, man. You can slap me in the face. You can kick me in the sack. You can take all my stuff. Nothing messes me up. And that's what our whole culture is designed to do right now, to mess us up by getting us to take that attitude. Because then we just brace for the next hit. You know, we're like an abused wife or an abused husband, for politically correctness sake, you know, who just keeps getting hit and goes, you know what, I know they love me, maybe they'll stop, maybe this will get better, maybe if I don't say anything, you know, I won't get hit again. But if you live in a city that's getting slapped by the New World Order, staging this ridiculous circus. Now, not on June 26th, now, That's why I was on about what will people do before the protest. Because this is all going to become normal. And it's going to be so traumatic that bringing this up after the G20 protest will be almost impossible to do in a culture where we're supposed to keep it happy. Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. I didn't even see you here. Sorry about that. Mr. Smith is here. By the way, BP oil spills BS. Check Infowars.com for that. Goldman Sachs sold their stock beforehand. But anyway, enough of this. You get the point. You listen to the show. Mr. Colin Smith up next. Sorry, Colin. I didn't even see you here. And on that note, I'm going to leave you with my track 416 Light Up, the great Drake, Hate Over. Peace out, everybody.